You guys are going to be so glad you found us.
We're just two military spouses, realtors, and friends keeping it real. I feel like we never do an intro. We always just jump right into the topic.
I don't know. I feel like there's a bit of banter or like general chatting at the beginning of most of our podcasts.
Yeah, but I'm going to make sure that today we tell everyone what we're talking about before they're like, what they've just been literally.
Maybe they like it. Maybe they're like, what are they going to talk about today? It's part of the appeal. You never know what you're going to get.
That is literally the truth with Kendra.
I could be in workout clothes. I could be in a ball gown.
When Kendra and I have showings together, I literally have to text her and ask her what the vibe is because I just can never know. Yeah. I think all of my outfits for the most part are like pretty similar across the board.
Like a capsule wardrobe.
Well, yeah. And they're all like mostly casual, but like sophisticated.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Kendra, you could be like, who knows what you're going to, like you said, it could be a ball gown. Who knows?
I'm eclectic. I like to, you know, like.
Yeah, I love that about you.
There's not like a.
But I also don't want to look like this when you're in a ball gown. Anyway, today we're not talking about really anything real estate related at all.
Boy, is it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I feel like it's a little delayed though.
Hey, okay, I was going to say that, but then I was like, maybe I just am crazy, but okay. Thank you for validating my feeling there. I feel like it's delayed too. We're mid-June and I just now feel like it's starting to pick up.
I know. And this is the best story to ever happen to me. I was so excited to tell you about this the other day, but I was talking to a gal who I've been messaging with. She's a property manager in South Carolina. And she found me because I'm a property manager here. And she was like interested about what it looks like to like get her license here to manage properties. Because fun fact, in South Carolina, you either have a property management license or real estate license. It's like not the same. So I was giving her guidance on how to get a real estate license and do everything for that.
Yeah.
And she's like, I have to tell you the funniest story. We've been messaging and then I was, you know, we got our orders here and I was just on Spotify and I was looking up like, you know, interesting podcasts about Hawaii, like trying to learn about the area that I was going to. And she's like, I found Aloha PCS. She's like, I was listening to it in the car and I called my husband. I was like, hey, this is the girl I've been talking to online.
That's amazing.
And I was like, no way. Cause I, you know, I just always assume that we're doing this as like a fun little passion project, which it is. But then she was saying her favorite thing about it is that she's learning a lot about the move here. So that is what led me to think we should do like a dedicated PCS related podcast episode. So today we're going to talk about like our tips and tricks for household good pickup, pack out, delivery, and also shipping your car here or shipping versus buying a car here. But I feel like, I don't know, we've talked before in podcast episodes about like your hotel and getting here and your first 10 days on island.
Yeah.
But there's so much that happens in a PCS move before you get here.
Yeah. That like all of it.
Like all of it, almost everything. And I think household goods is a good place to start.
I love that because it is a universal stressor.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody enjoys household goods planning the day of. No one likes to have strangers going through their stuff. You always hear horror stories about.
Did you hear the story about the cat?
In the crate and in a box. And then like, yeah, I have. We personally had a trash can full of garbage packed when we were leaving Colorado to go to Germany. And we got to Germany and it was like packing paper pushed down into the trash can. And then
they literally packed it.
And then brown paper wrapped. Yes. It was god awful. So yeah, I love that we're going to talk about that.
We have
a lot of good tips. We've both moved a ton.
Yeah.
So I think we're well versed. We're experts in this. So
yeah. And I think there's a lot of like, if you go on Pinterest, it's like, here's all our moving tips. And you do like all this color coded labeling. And I just don't think any of that is really,
no,
really necessary because it's all just going to go in crates and boxes and it's, you're never going to know what anything is anyway.
Number one pro tip. What do you have for the people? What's your number one pro tip?
Okay. Number one pro tip is take anything that is important to you or that you will need while your stuff is like on its ship over here and put it in your car. I don't trust movers as far as I can throw them. Like, even if you say, hey, please don't touch anything in this drawer or on this counter, they'll grab it. We just said they took a cat and some trash. So you need to put it somewhere that they literally cannot access,
right.
Which for us is always our car. So we'll take like, I don't know, we always need like our tax returns, birth certificates, passports, jewelry.
There's just a certain amount of stuff
yeah.
you travel with, you know, whatever.
Yeah, put it in your car and they will not pack it. They're not going in your car. They have no business yeah. being in your car. I think that's my number one tip. What is your number one tip?
It was going to be something very similar. We don't put it in our cars, but we pick like a room that's empty or even if like a bathroom and we just put all of our stuff in there. And I'm extra, as the general public knows. And so I will close the door. I will put tape over the door. I will put a sign on the door. Movers do not enter. Same concept though. So to pick a different pro tip, do not take all of your stuff out of your kitchen cabinets and put it on your countertops. Like so many people message me and they're like, I'm taking everything out of the cupboards for the movers. I'm like,
no,
what in the actual hell are you doing? Or like, I'm emptying out all my dresser drawers and putting my clothes on my bed. Like, leave the stuff alone.
They will come to your house as it is and pack everything.
And it just makes it harder for them, I mm-hmm. think, because then they have literally all of your shit everywhere.
Yeah.
They're trying not to knock things over. They're bringing in packing supplies, like just leave everything where mm-hmm. it is. It's a good idea to purge. Like I'm a fan of the pre-move purge, but have all that purging done before your household goods is coming and just leave everything where it is.
Yes.
Let
them agreed.
Just get in there and do that.
Especially because the way it'll work, I mean, as last time we moved, which sure. I guess was, you know, a
more
handful of years ago.
Than me.
I suppose. Somebody will come. So they'll assign your move to a local moving company. It's not like the military has movers. They like contract it out to another company and somebody from that company will call you and they will come out to do like a site assessment and they'll come out, they'll look at all your rooms, take notes, how much furniture you have, high valuable items, just like what kind of big boxes they need for your 75-inch TV.
Your 10-foot couch.
Yeah, your 10-foot couch. Don't bring that. Don't bring that couch.
That is something you purge before you come.
And they will assess everything that they need. And then schedule a day for them to actually come and pack. Usually packing is like 1 to 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then actually loading it all up is probably like 1 to 2 days.
Yeah. We were always like a 1 day pack up, 1 day load family. But I mean, yeah. I guess it is dependent, of course, on
yeah.
how much stuff you have.
And then I don't know. I've never done a military move like within the continental United States. Like our only Army moves have been a CONUS. Mm-hmm. But they'll put all your stuff in crates and they will seal the crates like in front of you. They are sealed. They make you initial or acknowledge that you have seen that all of the crates are sealed. And that's when they drive off with your stuff. Now, those seals should not be broken when your stuff arrives right. here in Hawaii or
you're
wherever you're going.
Watch them break the seals
yeah.
on your crates.
Yeah. So that is how you can be assured that nothing has happened with your stuff right. while you're without it for, you know, a month or so. And it goes on quite the journey. It's got to get, you know, on a big truck and then on the boat and then to the port. And then if you, and then off the boat. Yeah. And they will hold your stuff at the port here. So if your stuff by some miracle gets here before you, you don't have to worry about them like saying you have to have a home in 3 days.
No.
They will wait until your home is ready.
I think it's 60 days, right? Mm-hmm. You get free storage for 60 days.
Yeah.
Which was a godsend because even though it doesn't happen often, we were out house hunting with two families recently and they were like, our stuff wasn't supposed to be here until August.
Yeah.
And it's here now. And mm-hmm. this is at the beginning of this month. And I'm like, no worries. Just have them put it in storage.
Yeah.
You're going to have your house in 30 days. You're in contract already. And you can just tell them to deliver it whenever is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge relief for them, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you get here, so in Germany, they actually unpacked all of our stuff.
Wasn't that nice?
I didn't realize how nice that was when we got here. Yeah. And Royal Hawaiian Movers unloaded our stuff and they were great. But I was like,
the boxes for you.
All of a sudden they left. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
You're only halfway done.
I was like, who's unpacking this kitchen? Moi? So, oh, that's another tip, though. I think it's always nice, and this is not a requirement, but I think it's always nice if you, like, buy them pizzas.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Or something.
And if they, yeah, there have been times where we haven't bought them pizzas, and then we just, like, I don't know, tip them at the end.
Yeah.
And again, not a requirement. But, yeah, 100% agree.
I mean, they're literally handling all of your belongings.
But then I get to my new duty station, and I see how much shit is broken, and I'm like, I shouldn't have got them pizza.
You have broken stuff?
Every single move.
Whoa, like what?
Like when we got to Germany, it was a bunch of like glasses and they hadn't packed our coffee table correctly. So it had a bunch of like worn spots on it from being like shifted around on the boat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like every single move there is something.
Okay, well, listeners that are now hearing that, we have moved 8 times. Again, the only, like, I guess 4-ish, like we're a CONUS or whatever, you know, to and from and whatever. We've never had anything break.
We should take a poll on how common or uncommon that statement is, because it is literally everybody I talk to. They're nervous about stuff getting broken because it's just so common that it happens.
So if that is in fact the case, then if you know you're headed to Hawaii and you have heard us harp about how much smaller housing is here, and how you're going to have to downsize and all of your furniture is not going to fit, leave your antique tables and your nice big dining space, your, you know, farmhouse dining table, leave them at home.
Yeah.
Like I'm pretty sure the Army will pay for storage on the mainland.
They will. Yeah.
I don't know about all branches, but if you have like valuable antique furniture, don't risk it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
100% agree. Although if you do get here and you have stuff broken, going through the claims process, I can definitely say is easier than it used to be from like the old way where you literally have to have like paper documents of everything.
Yeah.
They did kind of streamline that and you can do everything online, and it's still frustrating and tedious because they never give you like, you know, say something's only like 6 months old and it breaks on the way here and it was a, you know, expensive item or whatever. You're not ever going to get what you paid for it because they do it based on like a depreciating sort of situation. But at least that part is easy, and they were prompt with getting us like our reimbursements and
that's good,
stuff like that. Yeah. So I mean,
do you remember what Jack said when we were?
Yes, he wanted all your stuff to fall off the boat.
And when we got here, there was like a news story about some big like Matson shipping boat or something, and it like tipped over into the ocean. And Jack was like, "Come on, come on, come on, the payout." And I'm like, "God, Jack,
all of your," and that's so just funny to me because you are who you are and you are so attached to like your heirlooms.
I'm
and your
so sentimental.
Stuff. Yeah. And yeah. So that would have like destroyed you.
We were coming from Germany. And if you don't think I was out antique shopping every weekend.
I'm sure it's all you did.
Yes. And I was like thinking about all my stuff. Fortunately, again, everything made it in one piece.
Good.
But I mean, the pack out, while it does sound like really overwhelming, it's not. You're kicking your feet up for the most part.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Be worried about it.
I think that's the part that makes people uneasy, though. They kind of get a little chafy. They want to like see what they're doing and be in their business and make sure they're packing it correctly. But
so then maybe it would be better if you know you're that way to just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Leave your spouse there.
So give someone a POA to just be your vessel during that time.
Yeah.
Because Clayton's like that. That's why I'm saying
is he?
That. Because he's like,
oh gosh, I could have cared less.
My grandfather carved that chestnut. Like he just, you know, is very like that. And I'm just like, get out of their ass.
Leave them alone.
Do their thing.
So as far as cars go, not to like abruptly change, but the military will only pay to ship one vehicle here. And so we have so many people wonder like, well, should I ship my other car privately and pay for the cost of it? Or should I just sell it, get something new when I arrive on island, or look for an island beater? I think you and I think we largely agree. Okay. We did only ship one car here.
What? How much? That's bullshit. I'm sorry. Let's just pause for a second.
I know.
That is complete trash that in this day and age when it's not uncommon for both members of a household to work, both adults. I know. They're like still only shipping one car.
Very old patriarchy stuff.
Yeah, it's just crazy. So
and they will ship like a motorcycle. They will ship your boat here.
Which is crazy. When you told me that, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
They'll ship a boat. They won't ship your spouse's car so they can more easily find and hold down a job here in Hawaii where the cost of living is high.
Yes.
Crazy.
So I think you and I land on the same side of this, though. for me, it's like the devil you know is better.
100%. Okay.
Like buying a car here is very different than on the mainland. There's no like, oh, I went to Ford Honolulu and they didn't give me the price I want, so I'm going to go to Ford Waipahu. It's all owned by the same company.
Ford Big Island. You're going to fly to the Big Island and try to get a better deal.
But they're all owned by the same company. And so you're, first of all, you're never going to get like the deal of your life here.
Right.
And second of all, a lot of the island beaters here, like air quotes, they're like either like straight trash, like no AC, windows don't work, yeah, needs a new battery.
Like the Flintstones, you got to pedal with your feet.
Literally, yeah. Bernie, do you remember Bernie?
Yes.
Jack had one of those
cars.
Whatever
happened to Bernie? Oh, with the truck, right?
Yeah.
I remember now.
Or you can bring your car here and pay, like, I think when you shipped your car, you said it was like $1,500.
I did. And we recently just did like another quote through that same company. And I think it's like $1,600 now.
Okay,
it went
sure
up a little bit, but still
$1,600
for a good reliable car that I know the service history on, how it's been maintenance, that it runs well, like there's gonna be no issues with it all day.
Yes. So I think it is more financially beneficial to just ship a car if you have like a reliable one. You don't have to love it, but if you know it works, like ship that car. The other thing is, if you're looking at home buying here, you don't want to make any big purchases while you are in the process of applying for a home loan. So
one of the most valuable pieces of information we've dropped on this podcast. And I only say that because we have someone who's in contract right now that was a referral from a past client, got him into contract the next day. He messaged me just chatting in general and said, oh yeah, sorry, blah, 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 was at the car dealership getting my new car. And I was like,
I know, my heart stops.
What? Turns out he had like no debt and it was still fine. And he got like a Honda Civic. It was like a super affordable car.
Okay.
So it wasn't a big deal for him specifically and his situation.
Mm-hmm.
But the conventional wisdom is,
yeah, don't do that. Like at least not. Or talk to like your lender ahead of time. Be like, can I swing this? But a lot of times people feel like they like get here and they need to find a house. They need to find a car. Wait on the car. When we got here, our cars took forever to get here. And I wish I had known about this sooner, but obviously people Turo their cars. Do not rent a car at the airport. You're paying that like tourism price.
Oh yeah. Steep tourism price.
Yeah. But there's also a really good military owned company called Baba's Rentals. And they do a lot of like long-term rentals. So if you like literally need it for like a month or 2 months, that I think they charge like between $30 and $40 a day. But think about the per diem that you're getting for incidentals like that.
Right.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And you get dislocation allowance.
Oh yeah.
Which is, you know, also in a roundabout way meant to cover things like that. So I honestly think it's very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
They've always been so great to clients that we've referred to them. So highly recommend.
So what a lot of people do is they'll ship one vehicle with the military like well in advance, hoping that it'll get here when they arrive. And then while they're waiting for the other vehicle that they drove around on the mainland to ship privately, you can like do a rental car or just make do with one car for a while.
The most challenging thing I encounter when talking to people is people who only have one car on the mainland, because maybe they had to and they got rid of one too early, or they literally were in a position where they could be a one car family on the mainland, but things being like they are here, they're not able to do that here. And so they're going to be a two car family here.
Yeah.
That's a hard situation, because then they are, and it's good that you mentioned that they do long-term rentals for that. Mm-hmm. The point I'm trying to get at is if they aren't shipping their car until like 2 days before they leave the mainland,
right,
it's going to take 3 or 4 weeks for your car to get
right
here.
Yeah.
And then you can have a rental.
Ooh, and then pro tip, depending on the hotel you book, like if you don't stay in Waikiki, which we harp on all the time to not do, but if you stay in one of the TLA approved hotels in Kapolei, there, I think there's three of them, you don't have to pay for their expensive parking. Mm-hmm. You can street park all day. There's street parking galore by those hotels. And that's what we did. So yeah, I think, I don't know, household goods, shipping your car, those are probably like the biggest things that I was worried about initially. And then we got into like EFMP and like getting my pet here and all of that, which we'll cover probably in our next episode.
Yeah.
With
like two things together, I think. But
with PCS season in full swing.
You guys know we're going to ask for it. Like and subscribe to our channel.
And follow us on Instagram @PCS2Hawaii.